Colwood's new Indigenous-specific trauma-informed daycare center welcomed its first children in September, and Black Press was given a tour to show its impact in the community. Run by Hulit N Family and Community Services Society, the Early Years Center has 48 spaces, 24 spaces for infants and toddlers, and 24 for children ages 3 to 5. It hasn't taken long for them to be really comfortable, said Kendra Gage, executive director of the society. Yesterday, we had a little guy, I guess almost every day, he cries when he has to go home. He doesn't want to leave, he loves it here so much. Which, for me, is kind of what you want. That really makes me happy that our kids are so loved and cared for here that they want to be here. The daycare is part of a growing number of life-changing for Indigenous families, childcare spaces created since 2018 in 23 communities across BC, said Joan Gignick, executive director of Aboriginal Head Start Association of British Columbia, in a press release. The association supports the culturally rich daycare through funding. The center puts emphasis on child mental health care, fostered by larger, bright spaces with windows accessing green space, higher staff-to-children ratio and a therapist on staff. Hulit N Society, which operates the daycare, was given full autonomy for the project's design. Part of the hope of the design was, 1, a space that felt very open and airy, lots of natural light because sunshine is healing, Gage said. A calming sea foam color was chosen for many of the walls, and the elements, from the tables to the play kitchens, are made out of wood to give it a more organic, natural feel. The rooms are also larger than required. That was really important for trauma-informed care because it was important that kids had places where they could go and have quiet time if they needed or just be able to sit with someone and get a hug. Also, I think kids need space to play and grow and learn. A therapist on staff helps children who are struggling or in need of extra support but also gives staff information on how best to support the child. It's about us changing how we approach the child. What are their needs, as opposed to how do we manage that child's behavior? It's helping everybody, because it's Indigenous worldview. A child does not function as an individual. They're part of a community. There is also a family support worker attached to the childcare center for families who need extra support. Council voted unanimously on December 12, 2022, in favor of supporting new childcare spaces planned by Hulit N. The City of Colwood granted its request of fee reductions and gave a grant contribution amounting to $311,667, representing approximately 9% of the total project costs. Aboriginal Head Start funding has meant that families don't have to pay for their childcare and allows them to provide higher quality care. The Ministry of Education and Childcare was responsible for the construction of the building. Hulit N has received a renewable 15-year lease on the land and building for $1 a year. A United Way campaign is in the process of helping raise $500,000 to cover the costs of outfitting the space. The working together of multiple parties made the daycare possible, Gage said. Colwood has just been very supportive. So many people have come together to make this work, and I think that's why it's gone so well. Gage added that childcare is a significant need in any community right now, particularly for infant-toddler spaces, due to the need for more qualified staff. The Colwood Daycare has a wait list through hulitn.ca, and Gage said those interested can phone to be placed, though she added the sooner the better. The other thing people say is, if you're pregnant, put yourself on a wait list, she said, illustrating the demand for childcare services. Gage said this center illustrates truth and reconciliation in action. Truth and reconciliation to me is changing our ways of knowing and being. It's changing how we show up. It's changing how we treat people. It's creating an environment of love and care. And so that's what we're trying to do here. We don't put enough emphasis or understanding on the impacts of trauma on the brain and how that can impact a child's ability to hit their developmental milestones and stuff like that. And sometimes that can be reversed through love, care, and rebuilding the kids. The daycare program is also nutrition-based, meaning the children are provided with healthy, nutritious food. During Black Press's tour of the daycare, staff member Florence Johnny was in the kitchen with freshly baked banana muffins for the children, and Gage had a viscerally strong emotional reaction when she saw the food. "I get so emotional because I don't have memories like that," she said. In the 80s, her dad lost his job and was always out looking for work while her mom was working three jobs, she explained. So often, there was nothing ready for us. My parents did the best they could, but I have no special memories of food as a child. It's just so meaningful to be around it. Johnny said she feels like she can contribute to the community by providing healthy snacks for the kids. And often, she can hear them when they're in the room eating. To hear them say, "Can I have more?" You know, it's a really good feeling just to hear them being excited. "It made me cry, just to know that our kids are getting this food and the love that was made with it," Gage added.